around each time I hear your name. My, how it hurts.
Yes, oh, it's that time of the week here on the download. It's Friday night, so it's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Gadlin, of course, the brainchild behind a successful local business, IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Cuban with new ideas. But before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. He's giving us his exclusive business ideas so we could poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence to pitch it to Cuban himself. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan.
Hey, thanks, Justin.
Good to see you.
It's so good to see you too.
You know, we had such a layover almost, like, or time off around the holidays. We didn't get we didn't have consecutive frying pans.
Right.
So it's good to see you week to week here.
Thanks, man. I think you'll see you give me consecutive weeks, and the ideas get exponentially better.
So. That's the hope. I think. You know, we got you for a couple weeks straight here. That's okay, right. You know the drill, everybody. 312-981-7200. You can call or text that line, and you can essentially say yay or nay on Steve's idea, give him questions, comments, that sort of thing. And Steve will do his best to explain,
refute, defend,
and try not to get angry.
Sure.
Or frustrated.
Yeah. You know, all criticism
or
is constructive criticism.
Right, right.
Yes.
Okay. Steve Gadlin, all right, buddy. Why don't you tell us this week's frying pan idea?
Okay, so this is I think people are really going to like this one. I have a problem, and I'm sure others have this problem too. Sometimes you just feel crabby.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know you're crabby because maybe you don't make a crabby face, and they come up and talk to you all happy, and it really frustrates you. Or sometimes it's the other way around. Maybe you walk up to someone in a happy mood and don't realize that they're crabby.
Right. Happens
so,
all the time.
You know,
yeah.
It's like putting your foot in your mouth. No one likes the taste of leather, if you get what I'm saying. So what I've invented is something called the crab cake. Okay?
Crab cake.
The crab cake. This is a cake. It's like a little birthday cake that you wear on your shoulder, an actual cake. And what that does is two things. It sends a signal to people approaching you. Oh, he has a crab cake on his shoulder. He's feeling a little crabby today.
Okay.
So instead of talking to you, maybe they can stop and then you both share a piece of the cake. And by the time you're done sharing the cake, maybe you're not so crabby anymore and you do want to talk. Or maybe you're still crabby and you don't want to talk. But either way, you've given fair warning with a crab cake.
Okay, I've got questions.
Okay.
All right, 312-981-7200 is the number. Crab cake.
The crab cake, yes.
The crab cake.
It attaches to your shoulder on a little harness, and you bake it the same way you would any other cake, but it's a way, at the beginning of the day, if you're feeling crabby, you stick a crab cake in the oven, you mix all the ingredients together, and you bake your crab cake. And then you wear it on a shoulder harness, this bright, colorful, almost birthday-like cake. You wear it on your shoulder just to let everyone know, hey, I'm feeling a little crabby today. Caution.
Yeah. And it would be an, okay. The number, okay.
And then it's something you can share with people to maybe break the ice and ease off on that crabbiness.
Ease off on the crabbiness,
maybe.
Right.
Yeah,
maybe.
Possibly.
If that's what you want to do.
Right.
Because you're not trying to change behaviors.
No, we just want, you know, this is a fun way for a crabby person to share that with the world in a way that feels less confrontational. Takes a little bit of effort, obviously. You got to bake the cake. You've got to wear it on the leather shoulder harness. And you've got to walk pretty steadily so it doesn't fall on the ground. But what it does is it really sends that signal. Hey, everyone, I'm feeling crabby today, but instead of sending that negative energy into the world, here's a birthday
and
cake.
And that's a good – I could see how that isn't a problem because we've had problems where you're crabby and people come up and they're happy and that causes confrontation. So I can understand where there's a need for something to deal with that.
I see this is real big in workplace atmosphere. I see this is huge in college students who maybe studied up all last night and they only had a couple hours of sleep. So before they go to class, they make a crab cake, put it on their shoulder, just again as fair warning to the world. You know, I'm trying to tap into how millennials operate, right?
And well, I think you always,
that's a whole new market, are these millennials. And what I think this does is it really taps into their need to share in creative ways.
All right. Well, the calls are calling. Great. The 312-981-7200. The texts are coming in as well. The yay or nay on the crab cake. We're going to take a break so Pete can get everybody screened, and we will be right back here on The Frying Pan.
And each time I hear your name.
There it is, The Frying Pan here. It's Friday night on the download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest, Steve Gadlin. He's the man behind IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He's got a development deal, investor deal with Mark Cuban. Before he brings his ideas to Mark, he brings them here to the download to sort of workshop. It's a workshop.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, okay, so this week it's called Crab Cake.
The Crab Cake, yeah. It's a way to tell the world that you're feeling a little crabby, so maybe their interaction with you is a little more guarded. Mm-hmm. You, in the morning, if you're feeling crabby, you whip open the crab cake. It's a box full of different cake ingredients. You just add 3 eggs, and you bake this crab cake and put it in the shoulder harness so you can wear it around town or at work or at school. And what it is it's a symbol to people. It's a way to communicate that you're crabby in a way that adds positivity to the world, not negativity.
Hmm. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Leah. Leah, crab cake, yay or nay?
I think it's a great idea.
Hey!
What if you are working outside and it's drizzling? What are you going to do? Are there going to be crab cake umbrellas?
Crab cake umbrellas. Thank you, Leah. Thank you for that. That's not a bad idea.
No, it's a great idea. It's actually one I had thought of earlier. We are also marketing add-ons for the crab cake. So not only umbrellas, but, you know, different color shoulder harnesses to match your purse or your briefcase or your outfit. Match, you know, kind of a, there's a Bluetooth add-on too because it can connect to your phone, obviously, using Bluetooth. That's a great idea. That would be extra, of course, you know, but, you know, a lot of people are very crabby on rainy days.
Yeah,
so we see that as that's a big add-on, you know, an extra $70 or $80.
All right, 815 says it should be called a Crabby Cake in honor of SpongeBob SquarePants. Vote yes.
Okay.
So there you go.
I'm not familiar with SpongeBob SquarePants or Crabby Cake, but
okay,
that's great.
All right, well, let's go to Kathy. Kathy, you're on the frying pan. Yay or nay to Crab Cake?
I like it. I'm crabby in the morning sometimes, and this would be a good way to be pleasant about it to your fellow coworkers.
Yeah. There you go.
And I think you should make it in the microwave. There's a type of muffin you can make in the microwave. It'd be easier to put together in the morning.
That's a great point. Thank you, Kathy, for that. That's very efficient.
Well, look, I don't know how to make a cake, so it's my assumption that they're all made in the microwave. So I don't know exactly how this is made. I know you mix the powder with some water and milk, and you put in a couple eggs, and you heat it up somehow. But it's really not how you cook it. It's how you frost it that makes a difference because there's, you know, we include several suggested patterns and several different frosting types as well. And we suggest a real brightly colored frosting pattern, real intricate, just again to show people to add that positivity into the world instead of the negativity that comes with being crabby.
I'm amazed that you've gotten 3 in a row here
that's
are
great.
Likes. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, it's this is something new. So let's keep going. 312-981-7200. A lot of texts coming in. We'll get to those. Let's stay on the calls. Let's go to Carol. Carol, yay or nay on crab cake?
Oh, I guess I'm a little too old. But while I'm listening, I have another idea for you. I say nay because I'm old enough to remember mood rings.
Right.
So I've kind of been there, done that. But you were kind of touching on all your different ideas. You maybe need to look at how about colors, like an app that would everybody has their phone. I mean, nobody's without a phone in their hand. Mm-hmm. So you make colored apps that let people know your mood.
Well, this is similar, Carol. This is a cake that lets people know you're crabby. The crab cake.
Right. I think she's familiar with that. She's just saying that maybe, you know, you want to get more.
Well, fine. Maybe you should make a car that flies to Mars and call it the Mars car. I mean, yeah, there are a lot of ideas out there, but the business idea that I've thought of is a product called the Crab Cake. Now, it's a cake that you bake and wear on a shoulder harness to let people know you're feeling crabby.
All right. Okay. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And I would almost put our last caller in the yay category, even though she said nay, because she was at least building using improv techniques, using yes and things like that to just to give you suggestions.
I don't think improv techniques impress investors, potential investors, but that's
773 is along the same line. She says, I love the idea.
Okay.
But I think it would be better if it were a pin instead of a cake.
Again, that's an entirely different product. I've invented a product called the crab cake that you bake in the morning and you wear on your shoulder using a shoulder harness to let people know that you're feeling crabby in a way that breeds positivity instead of negativity. It's as simple as that. Yes, you can put on a pin. You can put on a funny hat. That's not what I've invented.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
847, can the crab cake come in different flavors? Chocolate? Are there vegan or gluten-free options?
That's a great question. Our initial crab cake actually is crab-flavored. So it is a chocolate vanilla mix with crab bay seasoning and other seafood flavors. That's what distinguishes the crab cake from, say, a birthday cake you might get at the Kroger.
It tastes good, though, right? I mean, it's...
Well, it's not so much meant for eating as it is for displaying.
Oh, okay.
We find the crab, the actual crab meat in the cake, thickens it in a way to withstand some of the more, you know, there's a lot of daily grind that goes in with wearing a cake on a shoulder harness throughout your entire day.
708's got one here. So if I'm in a bad mood, I need to make a mini cake and then wear it. Do you supply the tiny cake pan?
Common misconception, I don't know where tiny is coming from. This is actually a full-sized 8-inch cake, so it'll fit in a standard cake pan. If you don't have an 8-inch cake pan, we do sell an 8-inch cake pan. But yes, the first part minus the mini part, they are absolutely correct. You wake up in a bad mood, so to expend positive energy into the world instead of expelling that negative energy, you start the day baking a cake to let people know you're feeling a little crabby.
309 says you can't balance a cake on your shoulder.
Well, you can with the shoulder harness that we, and that comes with it. That's not even an added charge. I mean, it justifies charging $80 to $90 for a Krabby cake because this is real, genuine leather, cured leather. And with that, with gyroscopic and Bluetooth technologies, we're able to keep the cake steady.
Another great 847 says, why waste food? Why not just make it a t-shirt or a hat or a shirt?
Again, those are other products. I've never heard one. You know, I'll tell you this. I've been around the world.
A sticker.
But I've been around the world many times. I haven't baked a lot of cakes, but I've seen a lot of cakes. And never in my life have I heard anyone look at a cake and say, that's a waste of food.
Okay, well, so all right, let's go to the line. Let's go to John. John from Milwaukee. John, yay or nay on crab cake?
Oh, I would say it's a big nay. How are you going to have time in the morning if you're already in a bad mood? How are you going to have time to make this thing?
Right.
And how do you know when you wake up that you're like in a bad mood immediately? It's going to take you. It's got to take you at least half an hour, I would think, to bake this thing. It's just, I think it's one of the most impractical things I've ever heard of. I honestly thought y'all were just spoofing on this thing. I mean, obviously, if you get Mark Cuban to invest in you, you must be very smart. But although his team is getting killed tonight, they're down 40 after the first half.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, it's good for you. I just think it's one of the most ridiculous things.
Okay, well, appreciate that, John.
Heard.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
I appreciate that feedback because, honestly, not seeing it in action, I can understand why he would call and say that. But as someone who's watched people use this thing when we've been beta testing it, it brings a smile to every crabby person's face. The smell of that crab meat and bay seasoning when this thing is baking at 425 is enough to turn any frown into a smile. And then, hey, you've got a cake too. So, and how do you know when you wake up that you're going to be crabby that day? I think, you know, through self-reflection, through meditation, that's a personal thing. And you know, maybe John's not our target audience and more power to you, sir. But I tell you at the top of that call, he sounded a little crabby. I kind of wished he was wearing a crab cake.
Ah, there you go. You wish he had a crab cake.
Yep.
That's right. Okay, so let's go ahead and let's take a break, then we'll get to the news. 312 981-7200. Right now, I have to say, you know, you had a couple of yays right at the top that have made this almost like a foot race for whether or not this is a successful idea to pitch Mark Cuban.
Right.
312-981-7200. We're here with Frying Pan Steve Gadlin. The idea is crab cake, a cake that you wear on your shoulder when crabby to let everybody around you know that you're crabby.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty simple. 312-981-7200. We'll be right back.
And each time I hear your name.
My, how it hurts. All right, it's the download tonight, Friday night, 10 o'clock hour. Frying Pan, Steve Gadlin. He's the man behind IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He won on Shark Tank, got a development deal with Mark Cuban. Before he brings new ideas to Mark Cuban, he brings them here to the download, to the Frying Pan. Steve Gadlin, quick elevator pitch. What's the idea tonight?
Yeah, this one's so simple, Justin. It's for when you're feeling crabby. Mm-hmm. It's called the crab cake, and it's a cake that you bake in the morning and wear on your shoulder using a leather harness. And what it does is it lets people you encounter know ahead of time that you're feeling a little crabby. Maybe they need to back off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It also gives you an opportunity to spread positivity in the world instead of spreading negativity through your crabbiness.
Mm. Okay, let's go to some texts, and then we'll keep going with some calls. 563. How do you keep it from getting in your hair?
Oh, that's a great question, and something we have done a lot of testing with. The crab cake actually comes with several accessories, one of which is a hairnet that actually binds your hair very tightly to the top of your head, and then over to the other side.
Mm.
So we've tried it with several hairstyles. It seems to work fine. It's very fashionable, and it keeps most hair from getting into the cake.
312-981-7200. 224 says, maybe a crab cake snack cake individually wrapped for those of us on the go who don't have time to bake.
Well, that's not who this product is for. You know, this is a cake that you wear on your shoulder using a leather harness to let people know that you're feeling a little crabby.
Okay. I'm trying to find one we can read on the... Okay, let's go to Susan. Susan, yay or nay on the crab cake?
I'm yay.
Hey, all right.
Oh, thanks, Susan.
However, I brought up the point of, you know, I'm a language teacher, and I encounter 12 different languages in my class where I teach at the college I teach at. They wouldn't get this at all. So I think what you're doing there is you're taking out a market, you know, and working with Mark Cuban, you want to global.
Why wouldn't they get it?
Well, because, you know, it's like when you say crab and crabby, well, we would see a crab. But if you're going to say, like, for example, if you say fish in Spanish, it's pescado.
Mm-hmm.
But being crabby is not pescado-y or something like that.
Oh, I see.
So
you have
to realize that. That's why language acquisition theory, you know, puns.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not grammar. It's just jokes.
Well,
and
look,
puns.
I hate to underestimate.
Thank you so much, Susan.
Yeah, I don't like to underestimate non-English speakers, though. I think they'd understand it. It's crab cake, and what it is, Susan, it's a cake that you wear on your shoulder using a leather harness to let people know you're feeling a little crabby.
Hmm.
I think they'll get it.
They think, okay, well, 312-981-7200. You didn't answer the question. Is it vegan friendly?
Well, no, there is crab meat in the cake. There is actual crab meat in the cake.
And that's
so,
not vegan.
No, it's not vegan. I don't know if there's gluten in crabs or not. So I don't know if it's gluten free or whatever that one is. So I'm not sure. Yeah, you don't have to eat it though. That's the thing. Its main purpose is to alert the people you encounter that you're feeling a little crabby.
773 says, can you balance two cakes on your shoulders?
Can I?
No, but I mean, I think they're asking, can you do maybe like two cakes?
You can put one on each shoulder if you've got two leather harnesses. That's fine, but that's not what this is. This is one cake you'd wear on your left shoulder to alert people that you're feeling a little crabby. Now, we sell it with one leather harness, so you're not even balancing the cake. That's got gyroscopes and Bluetooth in there, so it connects to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to fall. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to try to balance it. You shouldn't hop curbs or skateboard with it. But, you know, other than that, it's pretty self-sufficient. So you can wear two if you want. That's not what this is. I'm okay. never going to stop a buyer, though, from,
right, from
picking up
two,
an extra one. Yeah.
And what was the cost again? That's we missed that.
Well, it's still, you know, because there's actual crab, and this is Alaskan king crab baked right into this cake, it's upwards of $90 for one crab cake. But we sell them in packs of five, so you could be spending, what's nine times five, is $450 before tax for a starter kit.
Let's go to Tina. Tina, yay or nay on crab cake?
Yay or nay. How about a third category? Interesting hum. I realize it's a savory cake. I personally do not want to eat or partake, share from somebody walking around with this. People are gross. Coughing, sneezing.
Right, I didn't think about that.
Flushing toilets without closing the lids and vermin following you. This is a tasty, savory cake, huh?
Well, it's not all about eating the cake. It's about alerting the people you encounter that you're feeling a little crabby.
That's another form of communication, just nonverbal?
Yeah, nonverbal communication that alerts the people you encounter. You know what? I'm feeling a little crabby today. Look at this cake on my shoulder.
I think I'll save some bucks and just wear a scowl on my face.
Well, that's one way to do it, but what that does is that adds negativity.
I like your idea of setting positivity.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Take it easy.
Thanks, Tina. Thanks, Tina. So you turned a no into a yay.
Well, I turned a hum into a yay.
That's right. You did, yeah.
A no's a no, but a hum's a yay.
312 wants to know why not skip the harness and just pin it to the top of your head like a yarmulke or a man bun.
Well, this is an 8-inch cake, triple layer. There's no way if you just pin it. I mean, what are you going to pin it to? No. I challenge you to balance a 3-layer 8-inch cake with candles, lit candles, by the way, on your on any part of your body without an approved leather harness. We've got a patent on this thing.
630 says, what about fruitcakes? Would fruitcakes work?
Just send another message? Sure. This is a crab cake made with real Alaskan king crab. It's a cake you wear on your shoulder using a leather harness to let the people you encounter know you're feeling a little crabby.
630 says, the leather harness says leave me alone. Why add the cake?
I don't know that a leather harness necessarily says leave me alone. In some communities, that's a sought-after accoutrement.
Yeah, that's a look, right.
Yeah, people might think you're S&M or one of those, you know.
Right.
There are plenty of reasons to wear a leather harness besides balancing a cake. Let's just put it that way.
About for specific things? This is good. 312's yet. How about a model for crabby brides? You know, you hear about Bridezilla. Mm-hmm. Maybe a crabby bride.
Well, the great thing about the crab cake is it's universal. You don't need a special model.
Right.
I mean, maybe there is a formal one you can purchase for a little more money. It's formal cake. But, you know, it depends what your wedding is, if it's cash, if it's formal. Either way, that we don't need a special model for that. Crabby is crabby. We all know that.
Right. All right, let's go to John. John, yay or nay on the crab cake?
Well, I think it's a good idea, and people will get used to it. But I wanted to know, what if you woke up and you just weren't crabby? What if you were PO'd? Are you going to have a double harness where I can have two of them?
Well,
that's good. That's good.
We
Thank
won't
you.
Have a double harness, but you can purchase two harnesses. So the way we've worked this out, putting on a harness is only going to cover one side of your body, so it's perfectly – you can wear two. You know, I wouldn't suggest it. People might misunderstand what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, we're never going to stop you from doubling up on it.
630 says, why not just a plastic cake?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I challenge 630 to invent the plastic version of this and see how well it sells. I'm working with investors here. I think there's a lot of luxury to be had in real Alaskan king crab meat baked into an actual cake. Why not a plastic one? Well, okay, when you go to the car store, say, oh, I'm sorry, could you point me to your toy cars? These real cars are nice, but I'd like to drive a toy car. You know, that's what that caller said.
All right, let's go to Brian. Brian, yay or nay on the crab cake?
Nay. This is for real?
Yeah. Why? What about it makes you say nay? So.
I mean, I just can't fathom seeing a bunch of people walking around with a strap around on their shoulder with a cake.
Hey, well, Brian, I bet the people who had never seen a bicycle before probably couldn't fathom someone wiggling their legs around and zipping up and down the streets before the bicycle was ever introduced. This is a new idea.
What kind of market are you trying to get? I mean, who's going to pay $450 for this?
Well, not just for one. I don't know if one person who says, you know, I'm only crabby once a year. Come on. This is anyone who's ever felt crabby and wants to spread a little positivity in the world instead of the negativity that goes along with normal crabbiness. This is real Alaskan King Crabby.
T-shirt saying I'm crabby.
Well, fine. Wear a T-shirt that says I'm crabby, but what opportunity do you have to share positivity with them? You know, I'm talking about being able to give someone a slice of cake with real Alaskan King Crab baked right into it.
That sounds disgusting.
Well, that's your opinion.
Might be a taste thing. Thank you, Brian. Thanks for that. You know, I know a
chef at Gibson's right now who doesn't think that's disgusting.
Okay, well, so you got a chef from Gibson on this product?
No, I'm just saying. I bet I could call one and explain that to them, and they wouldn't think it's disgusting.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's premium products in a luxury presentation.
Let's go to Heidi. Heidi, yay or nay on the crab cake?
Nay. Is this cake like in some sort of a container or protective wrapping?
No, it is balanced on your shoulder using a leather harness.
Yeah, but in the summer, like, wouldn't it attract flies and bugs?
Well, the consistency is a little different than your normal birthday cake, since 40% of the actual filling is real Alaskan king crab meat.
Mm-hmm.
It handles differently than would maybe, you know, the frosting outer half or the baked dough.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll finish up with Steve, read some of the more pointed commentary that came in from text here for Crab Cake on the Frying Pan. Stay with us.
And each time I hear your name.
Frying pan. Oh, my, how it hurts.
Hey, it's the Frying Pan, Friday night here on the Download. Steve Gadlin from IWantToDrawACatForYou.com brings his latest idea to us. Tonight's idea, crab cake. It's a cake that you wear when you're crabby around your shoulder on a harness to let people know that you're crabby, because that's an issue. Now we're going to get to my favorite part of the night, which is where we read most of the texts that came in that really aren't that constructive.
Okay.
They're more nays, and here's what I think, or yays. Just kind of want to get everybody in, because I thank everybody out there who participates during the Frying Pan. It really is. It's great. Thank you so much. 606 says, I think you've had too many Cabo Wabos tonight. I think as a drink of some sort.
I don't know what that is, and I assure you I've had none.
773 says, I would never wear a cake like this, because what if a dog attacks me?
Well, that's a risk you take every day, no matter what you put on.
Right.
What if you're wearing a meat necklace? Then, you know the risk is what I'm saying.
Right. 708 says, I know this is stupid. And then it says this is the first time I've heard this, and I listen to WGN all the time. Crab cake, stupid.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of thoughts there. I think they had a little trouble.
Yeah. 309 says, who wears food?
Well,
708 says, that's just nasty in the summer. The smell, no.
No, we're talking actual Alaskan king crab meat, though. So.
630 says, thanks for spreading stomach viruses, jerk.
Okay. Well, that's not, you can't pin that on one person.
Yeah, well, 630 says, if you were crabby, why would you want to share cake? That's a good point.
Well, because what's the alternative? Just snapping at people the way these textures are doing?
Let's not get defensive. 606, this one's personal. The psych ward is down the hall, first door to the left.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do they know what direction I'm facing?
That's a great point. 309 says, no. Last thing I want to do is when I wake up in a bad mood is bake and mess up my kitchen. Go away.
Well, you know, again, two totally separate thoughts. I'll say that. That's the point of this, is to bring you from bad to better, to spread a little positive energy in the world instead of carrying your bad mood with you for the entire day.
630 says, are people supposed to eat it off your shoulder?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't finish. Okay. You're a moron.
They said. Well, look, they didn't even know how to eat a cake, so.
Right. Well, okay.
They had to text in and ask me how to eat a cake, so who's the moron?
How and why, this is 708, how and why does this connect to my phone?
Right. So it's Bluetooth connected.
Right. Again, I'm sorry, I should have finished.
Oh.
Must it be my left shoulder?
Yes. Well, the way the harness is built, you use it on your left shoulder. Now, if you're left-handed, you'll have to wear the cake backwards on your right shoulder. But it will be backwards cake.
Oh, it was a, I'm sorry, it was a, 708, it was a two-part text, came in a little bit later, said, this guy should be committed.
Got it.
So there's that on the end.
I tell you, what I'm committed to is bringing excellent products to excellent people, and that's a commitment I will never drop.
708 says, no offense, but this is the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Okay.
If I'm crabby, I'll let people know.
Yeah, and one way you can do that is by spreading positivity by wearing a crab cake, a cake on your shoulder, and a leather harness.
Okay, let's just rabbit fire here. 847, horrible idea. 847, is this guy brain damaged?
No.
Let's see. I'm trying to reread that one. Brain damage. Tonal lunacy. 630 says total lunacy.
Mm-hmm. They might be talking about some of those other textures because this, you know, I thought we had a string of yays there, and now I'm a little surprised by, I don't know if you're selectively filtering them or how this is working.
No. I'm going down because I'm trying to, 630 says, we read this one, would fruitcakes work?
Mm-hmm.
But then the one after it, the 630 says, this guy's a fruitcake.
Got it.
So.
Well, I can take that two ways, so.
708, he's a moron. 815, what's wrong with this guy? Mm-hmm. 773, it's stupid. 630, you'll attract insects.
You know, one of the things that you set up a format for people, and you ask them to say yay or nay, right. And they're coming in with all this excess commentary that's just really irrelevant.
563 got really colorful. It's a longtime listener. If I get his Me First app, can I be the first to hit him in the face with the cake? That's creative.
Well, at least they're talking about hitting me in the face with a cake and not actual fisticuffs, because then I'd have to, I don't know what you do in that case.
Okay, and then the rest of these are pretty much redundant, except for there's one I wanted to find, terrible idea, moron, this is idiotic, eat it right away. Can you balance it? There was a good one. Anyway, it was something around a-hole. And I can't remember what it was, something like that. Okay. Anyway, so Steve, it's hard to say, but I will say this, much more positive this week than the previous weeks.
But really polar. You know, the positivity was great, and then the negativity, I'd say, cut extra deep this week. And if there's ever a reason for a crab cake, it's listening to some of the negativity spewed by your listeners this week. And, you know, I even hesitate to call them my listeners after hearing some of those words.
No, I mean, I think that you're going to get that. I think there is some truth to the fact that, you know, I do read all the tweets, so they know it's going to be read, so they're having fun at your expense.
I'll be...
But you did hear some callers say, yeah, I like the idea.
Well, now I wonder if they were being sincere or if they were just having a laugh.
Well, that's the hard part about this because, you know, you've got to go in with a lot of confidence to pitch to Mark Cuban.
I don't got it with this product.
And you don't
have it. I'll be honest.
Darn it.
Yeah, next week.
Steve Gadlin, iwanttodrawcatforyou.com. He's also the co-host of The Frying Pan here. He brings his ideas here, and we kind of workshop it, give him a yay or nay. And, you know, I don't think this one, he's got the confidence. So next week?
Yeah.
Next week?
I've already got an idea percolating, and I think your listeners are really going to dig it.
All right, so. Steve, thanks for being here, bud.
Thanks for having me.